From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of jubilant Syrian civilians returned Saturday to the ruined city of Manbij, one day after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State fighters from their stronghold near the Turkish border. Fighters affiliated with the predominantly Kurdish Syria Democratic Forces seized the northern Syrian town from the Islamic State group. Abdulrahman Joma al-Salem is one of them. He said, "We cleaned Manbij from the mercenaries of Daesh, and now we are clearing away the mines that were planted in the houses and the streets, and people can come back." Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces in Libya on Saturday continued to fight the Islamic State group for their last bastion in the city of Sirte. Officials say the city is now 70% liberated. Sirte was seized by a powerful Islamic State affiliate last year. It was once seen as a fallback option for the group if it were ever defeated in Iraq and Syria, but Libyan forces launched an offensive to retake Sirte in June. Earlier this week, they captured a number of strategic locations with the aid of U.S. airstrikes. At least 10 children were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a in northern Yemen. Dozens of others were reported wounded. The aid group Doctors Without Borders condemned the attack, saying that all 10 dead and 28 injured were children between the ages of 8 and 15 years old. The United Nations suspended peace talks in Yemen last week. This is VOA News.